GOP Rep. Moore, Dems stepping on the gas, continuing to divide the country with MTG saga. By Jeff Poore on February 6, 2021. Representative Barry Moore, RL, a freshman member of Congress, warns if Republicans do not rally around embattled Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, then there could be consequences later on down the line. During an interview that aired on Mobile, Alabama Radio's FM Talk 106.5, Moore questioned the justification of Democrat efforts to target Green, which he said was part of an overall trend of diving the country in a way that is not necessarily reflective of the 2020 presidential election. "The vibe is there is a lot of hypocrisy on the Hill," Moore said. "They talk about unity, but their policies and executive orders, the sort of things Nancy Pelosi are doing to target Marjorie Taylor Greene. It seems to me they're driving the agenda based not really on the vote or the will of the American people or even the Republican minority in this case. As tight as the margins are, they're stepping on the gas, and they're continuing to divide the country. And I think that is kind of how we feel right now. They're not looking to work across the aisle like they talk about. But they're looking to drive a far, far left agenda. Probably more far left than what most of us imagine going into this thing with Biden being sworn in. I knew he would probably be under a lot of pressure to cave to the left. But I didn't see it coming so rapidly." Moore said Democrats needed a villain and suggested Green was next in line behind former President Donald Trump. He said there could be more to come once they moved beyond the Georgia congresswoman. "I think they always need a villain," he continued. "They always need somebody. And you know, the whole time they ran, they never talked about what Biden did in his 40-odd some years on the Hill. What they talked about was how horrible Trump was. How terrible Trump is, we've got to vote against Trump. Now they really don't have an agenda, per se. They have zero leadership. It's just the next villain, and I think Marjorie Taylor Greene is just the target. I mean, let's face it, Eric Swalwell was sleeping with a Chinese spy, and he is on the House Intel Committee. And he was in Congress at the time. And we're not even talking about removing him from Intel Committee. Of all committees, while we're talking about something Marjorie Taylor Greene may or may not have done years ago on social media while she wasn't in Congress. And that just shows you the hypocrisy that is on the Hill that we're fighting. The whole time, they've always needed a villain," Moore added. "It's Marjorie Taylor Greene. It's going to be Lauren Boebert next week. It's going to be Madison Cawthorn the following week. They're just going to target one of us after another. It's like Benjamin Franklin said, we will all hang together, or we will surely hang separately. So, as a party, we've got to come together. I think you're going to see that. I think we're going to rally behind MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene today, and we'll continue to fight. We need justice, but there's a balance to justice, the scales. We're just not seeing that up here. They're just trying to drive an agenda, and they always need a villain, and she's the villain of the week." Follow Jeff Poore on Twitter at Jeff_Poore.